Welcome to this edition of What's Up, Bainbridge? I'm your host, Bob Ross. Today, we're so happy to welcome two chefs from Florence, Italy, Sharon Odson and her son, Alessandro Gargani, who I am very happy to report will be representing a Florentine cooking class soon through the Barn Kitchen Arts Studio. Sharon and Alessandro, welcome to What's Up, Bainbridge? And Sharon, starting with you, tell us a little about you and your connection to Italy.
Well, my connection was a young Canadian girl in 1970 gets the wanderlust and wants to travel the world and escape from Winnipeg, Manitoba. That eventually led me to Florence, where I was studying at the Accademia delle Belle Arti, the art school, where I eventually met Alessandro's father, Giuliano Gargani. That was the end of one part of my life and the beginning of another. In 1979, we opened a restaurant called Trattoria Garga, which we ran for over 30 years, which is why Alessandro, who was brought up in the restaurant, became a chef as well. Then, after requests from many people to start giving cooking lessons, I started doing so in 1998.
Okay. Alessandro, you grew up in the restaurant business, and so it was kind of coursing through your veins. And what was that like growing up with parents who had owned a restaurant and you kind of behind the scenes finding your way?
Well, let's say hello to everybody, to whoever is listening to us. We are very excited to be your host for the following online class. It's a great opportunity, so thank you very much. Yes, you said the right thing. I was born and raised in a family of chefs, but not only chefs, because they are also artists. They were also artists. So it was a great mix of craziness, but a very interesting way to live your life throughout the cooking for a lot of people. And when you are a chef, the best thing you see throughout the days when you cook your dish and the customer is happy, having a good time. And then after that, you know, you stop and you start talking and then you share your culture of Florence. So that's, it was the best part of, it's the best part of, like, you know, being a chef raised in a family of a chef and artist.
Yeah. And in a city so rich with history and wonderful stories through the centuries. And I understand you also spent a little time in New York City.
Yes, I left Italy and I went to New York City with my wife. At that time, it was my girlfriend that I met here in Florence, Elizabeth. Actually, we are married with two kids right now. So it's another story inside the story. And she was a student here from the U.S. She's from the U.S. So in 2002, I moved to New York with her. And I almost started immediately working as the executive chef of a Mezzogiorno restaurant downtown in Soho, New York. And I basically stayed there for 8 years. And I returned with my wife, of course, with a daughter and a boy. I came back to Italy in 2010 because I wanted to raise my family here and I wanted also to be closer to my family. In fact, my father, after 2 years, passed away. He was sick. He got cancer. So it was also a great opportunity for me to spend the rest of his years with his nephews, his niece, and myself. We opened a new location in San Lorenzo Market area. And since last year, we are committed to online cooking classes and private events here in Florence. Of course, now with this epidemic of COVID-19, we are basically just doing the online classes. But, you know, once you guys come back to Italy, we'll be here ready to do stuff in action live. You know, we're going to really feed you, not just like, you know, virtually feeding you. But now is a great opportunity to teach and to share our knowledge, our know-how, because that's what we are. We love to do this kind of emotional empathy with our friends, our followers, whatever you call them.
Well, that's certainly good news. And there are, I assure you, there are many of us on Bainbridge Island who look forward to being able to return to Italy as soon as we're able to, on, from both sides.
We would love to come to visit you one day. So that's our promise, you know, that we come, you know, we exchange.
I actually did some cooking lessons on Bainbridge Island in 2007 or 2008. I'm not quite sure. So I have been there. And it's a very special place, Bainbridge Island. I was blown away. Beautiful.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful place to live for sure. And Sharon, our connection to you and Alessandro is through a mutual friend, Carla Mackey, who I've gotten to know through BARN, the Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network, and my connection there is through the Kitchen Arts Program and also Media Arts, and that's why we're doing this podcast. But Carla, you know, I had a cool idea, and that was to have you guys from Florence, Italy, doing a cooking class with our BARN Kitchen Arts Studio. And that's set up for this, the end of February, actually, Sunday, February 28th. And the two of you are going to be presenting a true Italian cooking class. And tell us about a couple of the dishes you might be sharing with us.
Well, we were thinking what we're going to do, because it's full artichoke season, is a dish of sautéed artichokes, artichokes sautéed in extra virgin olive oil, white wine, is served with pistachios and shaved parmigiano. And the artichokes this time of year are exquisite. And I used to prepare them slightly differently. But when Alessandro came back from New York City, he had been preparing this dish his way. And I have to admit, I liked it better than the one I did. So we're going to do Alessandro's
New
version
York style,
of it.
Right.
It wasn't really New York style, but it was a twist to it that I really appreciated. But we're also going to take you through the market to do the shopping for the ingredients. So you'll be able to participate with us to see the beauty of these amazing pieces of nature with their history, which I'll share. I have to leave it as a surprise until we do it. But the artichokes have a wonderfully long history in Italy, going right back to the ancient Romans and ancient Greeks. And the other dish would be a dish that Alessandro's dad invented. Around this time of year, because around this time of year is carnival time, and there's a typical Florentine cake made with citrus rinds. And Giuliano just loved that flavor of the fresh citrus. And he thought, oh, gosh, I would love to do something savory with this dish. So being a man of no patience whatsoever, he just took his big pan and tossed in some cream, tossed in the citrus zests, nice fresh mint leaves. And of course, at the end, parmigiano, because if you add parmigiano, can't really go wrong. And then we said, well, you know, Giuliano, what are you going to call that? I said, what am I going to call that? Magnifico, of course. So that's the story of our Magnifico, which became a bestseller literally for two decades. And in, I think it was in 1993, GQ magazine presented us with a present of one of the best dishes of 1992. They came to the restaurant with their big troupe and filmed us and presented us with a golden plate, whatever it was. So tagliatini, tagliatelle del Magnifico certainly have a good story.
Oh, well, that sounds wonderful. So wait, that's something to look forward to for sure. And that little teaser you threw out there about being able to have a view of the market is really a wonderful twist as well, because I know that I speak for several of us who love to come to Florence. The markets are, you know, great places to visit because of all the wonderful things you see and the people you can engage in conversation with and exchange ideas and so forth.
I was going to say that we are excited to visually bring you to the market the when we're going to buy the groceries for our dishes. And the market, it's all about the Four Seasons here in Florence. You don't find the same broccoli all year long. You find broccoli when the broccoli are grown local, or at least the next region to you, like Lazio, Campania. You know, you don't go to the market and you see the same veggies. So every week there is a new item, and an old item leaves the market. It's always interesting to see a new veggie, a new piece of fruit that comes, and that gives you a lot of inspirations. The spring is coming, and it's the best time for any kind of fruit and vegetables in Italy. May would be like, you know, at the top of it. So we're going to bring you to the market, and we're going to talk to the people that are there. Of course, you're going to see a different market. You're going to see an empty market, and maybe, you know, you're going to see some sad faces, because we have to understand that here is almost a whole year. It's over 1 year that, you know, we don't see a single tourist. And everybody relies on visitors in the market, especially because with restaurant closed, you know, they lose at least, you know, 70%. But, you know, we're going to try to cheer them up. We're going to tell them that it's for a good cause. And we're going to promise them that you're going to come back, right?
Absolutely. That's a very good point. And before we wrap up, I wanted to just remind everybody that if they go to the Barn website and look under the classes and go to Kitchen Arts, you'll find the Florentine Cooking School online class available for Sunday the 28th. And it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. our time here on Bainbridge Island. So that's going to be evening for you two, right?
Yeah, that's going to be 8 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
Starting.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting because we've been doing Zoom classes since April 2020, of course, as something, you know, to look forward, you know, week by week. And for me, the most exciting part of doing these online classes is to see people cooking with me and with my mom at the same time. And, you know, everybody's eating, trying their own food. And it's like, you know, we are on the same, you know, wave, because we are cooking together and we are eating together, but we are so distant. But, you know, it's together. At least, you know, we are sharing something, even if we can't be physical together. So I'm really looking forward, and I hope, you know, it's going to be a lot of people participating, and I want them to get ready that day, you know, very in the mood for cooking.
Very good. And I would hope we could expect to pick up on a little culinary Italian.
Yes, we were thinking, especially of, we're going to do a short video to present the shopping in the market, where we'll be speaking mostly Italian with the vendors, the names of the fruits and vegetables that we're using in Italian. And also, while we do the lessons, being, you know, the Italian and the Canadian, we were going to go back and forth in the two languages, because it's also the beauty of the words themselves for cooking, the culinary terms, which are so fascinating.
Excellent.
One little thing is, in Italian, you don't ever brown your garlic or brown your onions. You blonde them, imbiondire, which literally means to turn blonde. And I find just little things like that are so endearing.
That's very sweet. See, we've learned a new term already, and we haven't even done the class.
Imbiondire.
Well, Sharon.
Yes, everybody in the class is going to have a little taste of the Dolce Vita language. So when they come back to Italy, they're going to be more confident when they order a coffee at the bar or, like, you know, 2 pounds of oranges at the market. You know, we're going to get them ready with the right phrases.
Very good. Well, Sharon and Alessandro, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of What's Up, Bainbridge?
Well, thank you, and we're looking forward to see you again. I was going to say, I'm thanking Carla Mackey because she introduced us to you. And Carla was introduced to me by my friend, Nancy Rika Schiff, who in 1970 introduced me to Alessandro's dad. So it's a long, long story. It's beautiful.
As they say, it's all connected.
It's all connected. Yeah.
So we are excited. We're looking forward. If you want to see some of our previous video, you can go on our Facebook page at Garga Virtual Chef. And, you know, just look around and we'll be with you on the 28th.
Great. Thank you for joining us on this episode of What's Up, Bainbridge? Brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.